Greetings, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, and this is our 20th episode of our Lenten Daily Devotion, number 20. And how many days to go? A total of 46 days, right? Remember that? Because we don't count the Sundays as part of the 40. So we're getting close to halfway home. Halfway home to Resurrection Sunday. Amen. It's Monday, though, here today. It's Monday, March 8th. And the theme we're working on this week is God is worthy of praise and worship. Amen. God is worthy of our praise and our worship. We talked about that yesterday in the service a bit. So we're going to begin today with a scripture reading, as usual. We're going to go into some insights from Mary Alice Mulligan, some reflective questions. We've got a really nice poem today, and we're going to close with a prayer. So today we've got the Dance of Life music in the background. We've got the rooibos and chamomile tea. Oh. And add the cerulean surf and sea candle to that, and we are spiritually prepared to receive God's word today. Amen. And speaking of God's word, let's start in the Bible. We're going to turn to the book of Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah. So if you find Jeremiah in your Old Testament, usually after Isaiah, I say usually, I think always, just a little bit after Isaiah. In fact, I think it's right after. Let me check. Jeremiah. Yep, right after Isaiah, you'll find the book of Jeremiah. And we're going to go to chapter 8, verses 18 through 22. 18 through 22. And this is a lament. This is God lamenting over his people through Jeremiah the prophet. So when you read a prophet, you have to read closely and figure out what words are God's word that Jeremiah is just saying, what words are somebody else's words that they are part of this text, and where does Jeremiah himself fit into all this? So you're going to hear in this text, you're going to hear God's feelings, as if God was human. And that's how God speaks through prophets. Relate to humans on a human level. See what I mean? I'll read this for you. Jeremiah 8, 18 through 22. It's the end of chapter 8. My grief is beyond healing. My heart is broken. Listen to the weeping of my people. It can be heard all across the land. Has the Lord abandoned Jerusalem? The people ask. Is her king no longer there? Oh, why have they angered me with their carved idols and worthless gods? Asked the Lord. The harvest is finished and the summer is gone. The people cry, yet we are not saved. I weep for the hurt of my family. I am stunned and silent mute with grief. Is there no medicine in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why is there no healing for the wounds of my people? Amen. Mary Alice Mulligan adds this to our reading. She says, Jeremiad means a long, mournful lament. Comes from the book of Jeremiah. Here, God is agonizing over the people's pain, which they caused themselves. Clearly, God's heart is breaking over their distress. Of course, everyone experiences pain throughout their life. Sometimes hurt passes quickly and we rejoice, like when a child recovers from illness. But sometimes the pain seems endless. How can one just expect to get over the death of a spouse, the betrayal of a close friend, or a con artist stealing one's retirement savings? We know the child's recovery was not because we prayed correctly and God performed a miracle for us. God does not kill some people and save others. We also know our ongoing suffering from a death, betrayal, or conniving theft is not divine punishment because we prayed wrong, even though it sometimes feels that way. Diseases, accidents, and chance act in our lives, but God does not punish us with them. We know it, even when our suffering goes on and on without relief. So, we rightly call out to God, knowing that although God does not solve our pain, God aches with us. God moans with us. Some reflection time. If you have a notepad there, an iPad, a computer, a phone, a tablet, or just your good old noggin, ask yourself, have you ever experienced a painful situation when prayer seemed futile? A painful situation when prayer seemed futile. Can you articulate your feelings? Does it help to remember God is listening and hurts with you? Does that help? To know that God is listening and hurts with you? Can you chronicle what you think God would say to you? Do you know someone going through a time of long suffering? Can you listen and hurt with them? Today's poem is called From Blossoms by Lee Young Lee. Lee Young Lee was born in Jakarta to Chinese parents, and when he was very young, they moved to the United States. He has written, I think, about 3 volumes of poetry, and this may be his best. From Blossoms by Lee Young Lee. I'll read it twice. From Blossoms comes this brown paper bag of peaches we bought from the boy at the bend in the road where we turned towards signs painted peaches. From laden boughs, from hands, from sweet fellowship in the bins, comes nectar at the roadside, succulent peaches we devour, dusty skin and all, comes the familiar dust of summer, dust we eat. Oh, to take what we love inside, to carry within us an orchard, to eat not only the skin, but the shade, not only the sugar, but the days, to hold the fruit in our hands, adore it, then bite into the round jubilance of peach. There are days we live as if death were nowhere in the background. From joy to joy to joy, from wing to wing, from blossom to blossom, to impossible blossom, to sweet, impossible blossom. From Blossoms by Lee Young Lee. From Blossoms comes this brown paper bag of peaches we bought from the boy at the bend in the road, where we turned toward signs painted peaches. From laden boughs, from hands, from sweet fellowship in the bins, comes nectar at the roadside. Succulent peaches we devour, dusty skin and all. Comes the familiar dust of summer, dust we eat. Oh, to take what we love inside, to carry within us an orchard, to eat not only the skin, but the shade, not only the sugar, but the days, to hold the fruit in our hands, adore it, then bite into the round jubilance of peach. There are days we live as if death were nowhere in the background. From joy to joy to joy, from wing to wing, from blossom to blossom, to impossible blossom, to sweet, impossible blossom. Let us pray. Holy God, for times I have not been hurting, I give you thanks, most compassionate God. And for times I struggle to be saved from pain, help me know your presence. Amen.